Welcome to the Amped Podcast. On this episode, we bring you another masterclass in collaboration with MTN. Get your caller tunes now. Enjoy.
How does the contracts go for beatmakers and also for beatmakers and musicians? For example, me as a producer, how do I protect myself and my beats when associating with an artist in terms of selling my beats? Are we going to create a new contract for each artist I associate with? That's the first question. The second question is, how do I sign myself to my label legally, and how would the contracts go about?
Okay, so to answer the first question, you enter into agreements with everybody that you're going to sell your beats to, or if you're a producer, if you're going to put together the song and you know that you're taking elements, you've got the singer, you've got the beat maker, and you're then structuring it, because remember, there's a difference between a producer and a beat maker, right? So whatever you're doing, if you're interacting with anybody in terms of that kind of relationship, you have to enter into an agreement. The agreement will then specify, the same way when you walk into a studio and you're about to record, you must make sure you've got your split sheets. In those split sheets, you'll decide who owns what in terms of a percentage. So you'll start with that split sheet. Once you've then got that split sheet, then you can enter into the agreement before or even after. I will always recommend you enter into agreements before to say, we're going to be working together. I'm the beat maker and I'm selling you this beat. Then you say, if I'm selling you the beat, am I selling you out and out as a commission? Like, as in you will own the beat. If you're selling it to me, am I owning it 100% and you're not going to earn any royalties? Or I'm creating the beat for you and you're paying me 20,000 for this particular beat, but I'm still going to earn royalties from this particular beat. You know, so you then have to decide that. Then there's conversations about, okay, the ownership of the master. Who then owns the master? Then there's conversations around the publishing. Who owns the publishing and how do they own that publishing? And what are the percentages? So that's what you have to do. And you have to enter into an agreement that will be specific to that and how the structure of that engagement is. And it's going to differ person to person that you work with. So if the song blows up and it becomes a massive song, I mean, we've seen it with Jerusalema, we've seen it with a lot of the Amapiano artists and their songs, is that, you know, you record a song, you guys' vibes in the studio, you're having a good time, you record it, it blows up, becomes a massive song, then one person takes full credit for that particular song. Now you have to fight, because you're fighting to protect your interests. You're saying, but I co-produced this with you, or I co-wrote this song with you. Now you want your share. So it's always best to agree at the onset what that's going to look like. And then to answer your second question, if you want to do things correctly, then you would say, as an entity, I'm going to enter into an agreement with the business, because remember, you might sell the business at a later stage. So you need to make sure that you do have, you know, an agreement that you enter into with yourself, or you can enter into agreements with other people, knowing that that's your entity and that's what you contract through when you are selling your beats to third parties. So you're not selling the beats directly as yourself. So you can also do that, right? And structure yourself like that as an entity that creates the beats. And you might have 10 other people who fall under your company who creates beats on your behalf as the entity, and then you sell them on their behalf to those third parties.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Amped Studios podcast in collaboration with MTN Play. Subscribe to this podcast now. For more information about Amped Studios, go to ampedstudios.co.za. That's ampedstudios.co.za. And don't forget to get your caller tunes now.